This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi dear, you're listening to Fighting Sigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Doing Radio Te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today we're going to be carrying on our conversation from a couple of weeks ago on the seven types of rest and how to apply it if you, like me, is a neurodivergent person. Stick around for that, but first, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
You won't miss out on Progress to Health's details. I will play their ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. Okay, we are back to the seven types of rest and how to apply it if you're a neurodivergent person like myself. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the physical rest, mental rest, sensory rest, in creative rest. Today we are carrying on and we are going to start by talking about social rest. Now social rest is also referred as me time or person free day. Social rest is about taking a break from social interaction. It can involve spending time alone, pursuing solitary activities, or simply enjoying the tranquility of one's own company. It's important for reflection, introspective thought, and emotional processing. It allows individuals to recharge their social energy, reduce stress, and gain a clearer perspective on their relationships and social engagements. Social rest also involves establishing clear boundaries around how much time and energy individuals are willing to dedicate to social interactions. Very, very important to set up those boundaries. Setting up boundaries for social commitments may mean setting limits on the number of social commitments, sometimes declining invitations to events that feel overwhelming, or taking breaks from social media. By setting those boundaries, individuals can protect their emotional well-being and ensure that their social interactions are enriching rather than draining. Creating an environment that supports social rest is therefore very important. Establishing a dedicated space for solitude, free from distractions and social obligations, allows individuals to retreat and recharge. Additionally, communicating social boundaries clearly to friends, families, and colleagues can help prevent social overstimulation and ensure that individuals have the space they need for rejuvenation. Now, for me, social rest, it's all about boundaries. Sometimes, you know, if I'm in the office and it's really busy, I find quite distracting and I find hard to focus on my own work. So it may mean that while the office is really busy, I may find a quiet room to work from. It may mean that, you know, I'm saying no to invitations for social events, but sometimes it may mean that I'll communicate to my friends or families that at that specific event I will be there, but perhaps I won't be there for the whole duration of the event. Occasionally, if I go to a dinner party or someone's house and I'm worried that I'll be a little bit overwhelmed because there may be lots of guests that I may not know, so I will sometimes ask the host, you know, is there somewhere in your house that it's okay for me to have it as a safe space if I need a little bit of a quiet time or a little bit of time to regather myself? And most often than not, there is always a place that I can use for that. So, and social media, yes, social media tends to drain a lot of our space, time, energy. So if you're feeling overwhelmed with life, one of the easiest things you can do is literally have time away from social media. You know, just go a day, maybe to see how you feel without social media, and you feel that you may realize that it really, really gives you important energy back. Now, emotional rest. Just with all the forms of rest, the ways of emotional rest can be diverse as the individual who seek it. For example, connecting with loved ones who provide a sense of safety and support can foster emotional solace. Spending time with family and friends, engaging in shared activities, or simply enjoying the presence can provide a sense of belonging and emotional nourishment. For others, it may be engaging in activities that bring joy, relaxation, and a sense of fulfillment can serve as a form of emotional rest. Either you're pursuing hobbies, immersing oneself in nature, or engaging in creative endeavors, those activities can provide a distraction from emotional stresses and allow the mind to unwind. In any case, emotional rest is about taking a break from all the emotional demands. As neurodivergent individuals, we might experience heightened sensitivity to emotions and stress. Emotional rest then also refers to the intentional practice of taking breaks, engaging in self-care activities, and utilizing effective coping mechanisms to regulate emotions and reduce burnout. Emotional rest can promote positive emotional states by engaging in activities that evoke joy, satisfaction, and a sense of fulfillment. Emotional rest can contribute to an overall sense of well-being and optimism, reducing the impacts of negative emotions. Additionally, emotional rest can improve sleep quality as it promotes relaxation and alleviates stress. For me, emotional rest is incredibly important. If you don't know what rejection sensitivity dysphoria is, I will have a show just on that very soon. But it's for a lot of us that are neurodivergent, it's the perceived rejection and how it affects us really a lot. I deal with RSV a lot in my daily life. So emotional rest is incredibly important. So taking breaks, it's important. I do that at work quite regularly. Sometimes it's just, you know, going away and standing in outdoors, maybe putting my headphones on if I'm in a busy environment like the office. It may be just, you know, going listening to a bit of music. It can also mean my self-care and doing my self-care regularly. And there are a lot of practices of self-care that are important. Sometimes, you know, having a nice bath or doing my arts and crafts. It may be just having a nice cup of herbal tea. So that was emotional rest. The next type of rest is spiritual rest, and this is the one that a lot of people tend to find quite difficult and think that you need to be religious to have spiritual rest. But either you're religious or not, practicing a form of spirituality can delve deep into the core of your being, connecting us to the essence of who we are. And what gives our lives purpose and meaning? Self-discovery, self-reflection, and self-realization. You can get this type of rest either through meditation, prayer, or simply sitting quietly in nature, allowing ourselves to be present in the moment without judgment. It can bring us a sense of inner peace and clarity. One aspect of spiritual rest is the connection to nature. Spending time in the great outdoors, hiking through a forest, gazing at the starry night sky like we just hopefully done for Matariki, or simply sitting by the ocean can awaken a sense of wonder within us. It reminds us of the vastness and beauty of the universe, placing our own lives in perspective and fostering a sense of humility and reverence. Another path to spiritual rest lies in cultivating a sense of gratitude. I love gratitude. It takes no time and costs nothing. Taking time to appreciate the blessings in our lives, either big or small, can shift our focus away from what we lack to the abundance that surrounds us. Gratitude fosters a sense of contentment and inner peace, allowing us to savor the present moment and appreciate the simple joys of life. My favorite practice of gratitude is every year I have this big jar, and I try to write at the end of the day at least one thing I'm grateful for. And I write it on a piece of post-it note. And some days it can be really hard to find something to be grateful for. But maybe, you know, just seeing that little flower growing out of a concrete crack, you know, or how the sunshine feels on your skin, or maybe that a stranger has done something nice to you. I write those in a post-it note. I fold it up, put it in this jar, and the jar keeps filling up. And the days that I find I really need support and things are not going well, I can open this jar and read all those notes and remind myself of all the beautiful things that did happen to me this year. So I highly recommend practicing gratitude. Another way you can foster your spiritual rest is engaging in acts of kindness and compassion that can lead to a really good spiritual rest. Things like volunteering, donating to charity, or simply offering a listening ear can connect us to our shared humanity and foster a sense of interconnectedness. When we act with kindness, we not only make a positive impact on others, but we also enrich our lives and cultivate a sense of purpose and meaning. Creative expression can also be very important for spiritual rest. Activities such as painting, writing, music, or any other form of creative endeavor, allowing ourselves to express our inner selves, can be deeply cathartic or liberating. Creative expression can help us to process emotions, explore our thoughts, and connect with a deeper level of self-awareness. Now I'm going to use the little rest of time we have together to just think about how we can add all those seven types of rest in our daily lives. So scheduling them in, like actually schedule time to perform rest. Just like you would schedule any other important appointment, schedule time for each type of rest into your calendar. Just maybe think about the ones we need the most and share those a bit more often. But the ones you think you're doing really well, share them, schedule them a little bit less often. Be intentional. When you're resting, be fully present and focus on the activity you are doing. Avoid multitasking or thinking about other things. Take breaks. Throughout the day, take short breaks to give your mind and body a chance to rest. Get up and move around, or simply close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Set boundaries for yourself. It is important to set boundaries around your time and energy. This means saying no to commitments that you do not have time for and delegating tasks when possible. Frame expectations for others. Let the people in your life know what your needs are and when it comes to rest. For example, you may need to take some time alone after a social event, or you may need to avoid certain topics of conversations that are triggering for you. Now, I'll just use the last few minutes to give us a little bit of a tip or tips how to include the seven types of rest in your daily life, because I know a lot of you may be thinking, this is all well and good to know all about the seven types of rest, but who has the time to do them? Our society really rewards this hustler, being busy style of living. So I will give you tips. So tip number one is schedule them in. Just like you would schedule any other important appointment, schedule time for each type of rest into your calendar. The more you do it, the more it becomes a habit. So schedule the types of rest you need more often, and then the ones you don't need so often, just schedule them less often. Use your calendar if you need to. Use your alarms in your phone, whatever you need. Be intentional. When you're resting, be fully present and focus on the activity you're doing. Avoid multitasking or thinking about other things. Take breaks. Throughout the day, take short breaks to give your mind and body a chance to rest. Get up and move around, or simply close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Set boundaries for yourself. It is important to set boundaries around your time and energy. This means saying no to commitments that you do not have time for, and delegating tasks when possible. Frame expectations for others. Let the people in your life know what you need, your needs are, and when it comes to rest. For example, you may need to take some time alone after a social event, or you may need to avoid certain topics of a conversation that are triggering for you. The last step is disconnect. When you're resting, try to let go of cell phone screens and other devices. This will help you to relax and be more present. Try to remember that rest is not about being lazy or unproductive. This is all in our society telling us that if we're looking after ourselves, doing self-care and resting, they tend to, you know, have this idea that we are lazy and unproductive, but we are not. It's all about taking care of ourselves and giving yourself the time and space you need to recharge. Like the cheesy idea that if you're in a plane and the plane is crashing or something is wrong and the oxygen mask comes, you need to put that oxygen mask first on yourself before you can help others. So please do. Try different types of rest to see what works best for you. There is no one-size-fits-all approach. But what is universal is that you're well-rested, you're better able to manage stress, cope with challenges, and live your life to the fullest. I would add that regularly practicing the seven types of rest will help you to be more resilient. And resilience just means that whenever the challenges from life happens, you'll be able to bounce back from it a lot quicker and feeling like you've got it. You really got it, because you recharge and your body, your mind, your emotional, your sensory, everything is working well. So you just bounce back. So please, please do schedule in time, practice, you know, the seven types of rest. Make sure you're constantly reflecting on, if you're tired, reflect on what is the type of rest I may need it now, you know, and what are the types of activities I should be doing now that will really recharge the types of rest I need. But sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a gay and lesbian outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support. And when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 543.
Now, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming to know all this information, but the last step I have for you is, you know, just try something small. If you haven't, you know, if you're like, oh, I love the idea of journaling or gratitude, but I haven't done before, just, you know, try it out. You know, be curious. Just try it and see how you feel. Or you may feel that, you know, I would love to try a new creative activity. There is this class I really want to join. Just try it and see how you feel after you've done that. And make it a regular habit to just reflect in how you're feeling and how you can recharge yourself. Because as with any self-improvement tool, you need to experiment to discover how effectively to apply the 7 different types of rest in your life. But this is all we have time for today. From me here on the Fighting Stigma Show, take care. I'll catch you next week on 89.0 Free FM for the Fighting Stigma Show.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.